Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1276. We'll learn today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rav Aharon Zissel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerefur Shlem Refol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we are talking about the part which is actually Midrabanan of gathering Ma'amer, and which falls under the guidelines of Uvda Dechoil, which we mentioned quite a number of times, that the concept of Uvda Dechoil, if you know, translating it literally, is a weekday activity. But what exactly does that mean? It's only whereby, in general, whereby Chazal said there's a problem of Uvda Dechoil, then one has to be careful with certain instances. So we've been talking about, we said in general, we say a ma'amir achara ma'amir. In other words, once fruits were gathered, somebody, let's say during the week, they gathered the fruits together, the fruits fell off the tree, apples, plums, whatever it is, or vegetables, or anything growing from the ground for that matter, but it's just easier to get an understanding, you know, apple tree, a person has an apple tree in the backyard, they have a plum tree in the backyard or whatever, so it fell off, person gathered it together in the basket. Now the question is, fine, it was all done during the week. Now on Shabbos, in the backyard or any other open place, it spilled out all over the place. And we said it spilled out here. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Hey, Sif Hey, which talks about in this Pasri Lloyd Paris Bechotzer, Echad Heine, Echad Heine, it's spread out quite, you know, fairly of a distance, whereby it becomes a bother, a Terchi Yisera, which is one of the problems of Uvda Dechoil, to be able to gather it together. Okay, so we said if it's spilled out, one has to be careful not to gather it together back into a basket. In general, but we did say, Lamaisa, we quoted from the Sefer Shabbos Home, that it is permitted, however, to gather the few items together at one time, provided that they are needed for the Shabbos meal, for example, let's say, but a smaller amount. How much that was, it was hard to say. We said two, three, could be four, depending, you know, depending on the size of the fruit, depending on how much somebody needs and so on. In other words, if a person has three people at the table, you know, I'm not going to go gather together 20 apples that spilled out all over the place and they're very far distance away, meaning they spread out. It's a big turkey. You say, oh, good, I'll gather 20 apples. I only need three. You know, it doesn't work like that. But a person has to go with, you know, in conjunction with how many people he has, what he needs, and so on. Now, but what I wanted to talk, so that's only if it's spread out on a, you know, spread out whereby it's a turkey. You say, it's a major, as they say in English, pain in the neck to go and gather it back together. But let's say the produce brings down the safer, Shabbos Home, quoting from the Sefer Ayel Meshulish, which we've been quoting also in our Malacha Ma'amer, that produce that became scattered over a small outdoor area. We'll talk about indoors, but first outdoor area. Let's have a small backyard, right? And it's good. I picked the apples, or I picked the plums, or I picked the pears or whatever from my tree during the week. No problem. It's sitting in the basket. It's sitting in the box or whatever. And now somebody tipped it over and it just, it spilled out in the small little area. Not a big deal to pick it up. It just throw right back into the box. Is that a problem? As far as Ma'amer gathering, it's not, because as we say, no gathering after gathering. Everything was already, you know, everything was fell off the tree and everything was already gathered during the week. So that's not a problem. The problem is right now, Uvda Dechoil, and one of the categories of Uvda Dechoil, we said, is that it's a Terchi Yisera, it's a degree, a certain degree, a considerable degree of bother, which takes away from the aura of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, and so on. Okay, so it brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 297, again quoting the Sefer Ayel Meshulish, one is permitted, one is allowed to gather together on Shabbos produce that's scattered over a small area in the yard. Okay, gathering fruits from a small area does not involve much bother and is therefore permitted. That would not fall under the guidelines of Uvda Dechoil. Again, as far as Ma'amer itself goes, gathering, that's not a problem. No gathering after gathering, but even as far as Uvda Dechoil, it would not be an issue because it's a small area. Now, what exactly do we call a small area also is not so simple. he quotes from the Sefer again, Ayil Meshulash, that he says, Lav Dafka Shenogim Aysemuchim Mamish, they don't have to be, in other words, when the fruit, let's say I have a basket of apples that were picked on Thursday, right, and it spilled over, somebody knocked it over by mistake, and it's in my backyard. So he said they don't, Lav Dafka Shenogim, they don't have to be touching, right, so say, what's a small area, what's a large area? They don't have to be exactly touching, Aysemuchim Mamish, like right one next to the other, Zelazed, then that's for sure. That you don't need that doesn't have to be explained. If it fell in a small little area and they're mamish touching or they're mamish right next to one another, so that's not of the dechol. You just dump it right back into the basket, right back into the box. That's not a problem. But he says ela filu gam im heimif uzarim katzas. Even if they're a little bit spread out, the shayich sham ma'amer b'chai gavna kasha oisvim besada alishem. He says that they're basically, he says a funny lashon, they're like mamish, right? You could stick out your hand, pull this apple from there, and take that apple from there. In other words, they spill that on the floor, but they're like sort of like we're not giving an exact measurement, but they're like with arm's distance, if you want to call it. And therefore, the point we're trying to bring out, it brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home, quoting the Sefer Al Mishulish. It's not a major bother when you have fruits that spilled out and they're all over the backyard, right? I have 20 apples and I got to walk to one corner, pick up this apple, the other corner, pick up the other apple, or have a basket of plums that were picked, or a box of plums that were picked, Friday of Shabbos, and now somebody knocked them over and they're all over the backyard. I have 20 plums. I got to walk over there, get that plum, and walk over there, get the other plum in the other corner. So that's already a problem. It wouldn't be ma'amer gathering, but it would be of the dechayil, which is right, that it falls under the guidelines of gathering, or this particular of the dechayil, because of the fact that it's a tircha. It's sort of like you want to say in English, a pain in the neck. I got to walk over there and walk over there and pick it up. But he says over here, basically, if it just spilled out, so again, let's just chazer over. If it just spilled out, I just stick out my hand, I just throw them all back into the basket, that's no problem. But he says, and they're touching each other, or mamish one next to another, that's for sure no problem. But if they spilled out, again, they were picked during the week, and now the basket or the box tipped over and they spilled out. Even if they spread out a little bit, he says, as long as they're pretty much within tachas yada, if you want to call it, with arm's length, roughly, again, we're not giving exact inches or feet, but I basically, whatever, I turn around, I don't have to go schlepping to one end of the corner of the field, to one end of the corner of the backyard, and walk to the other end of the corner of the backyard. They're all right there. I pick them up, I throw them all, 10 apples or whatever, roughly, right, I throw them all back into the box, 1, 2, 3, and I throw them all back into the basket. So he says that would be also fine. So it's an important point to keep in mind. Sometimes people have in their backyard a plum tree, apple tree, these type of things, and they talk to pick the fruits before Shabbos. So you're right, the way it's supposed to be. Obviously, it's in it, but it said that they were never brought inside, and this basket of fruits or whatever is still sitting outside. And the person says, well, I'd like to serve them on Shabbos. I want to, right, we should have them for Shabbos. If it's mamish for Shabbos, so then we said, it was not a problem, but whatever the case is, the person I want to have in case guest comes or whatever the case is, because it could be, if you think about it, it could be, if a person is going to gather them together just for Sunday and Monday, that's already running into the realm of Hachana L'chol, preparations for the week. But over here we're dealing with whatever, I'll gather them together, in the morning, and maybe Shalosh Shudos will need some, maybe during the afternoon or whatever the case is. I don't have particular need for this exact Shabbos meal, but L'chayra I could eat them on Shabbos, So it's not a real hachana l'chol, it's not a real preparation for the week. So, but the bottom line is over here that it's spread out into a small area, like we mentioned, with the guidelines we mentioned. So that would be okay, again, as long as they were, of course, picked or they fell off before Shabbos, they were gathered together before Shabbos, it would not be a problem. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.